Happy Friday! I'm Shannon Halliday. Thanks for tuning in to Gratitude Space Radio with Chris Pelmore and friends. Every Friday, I'm serving up cool, refreshing sips of gratitude. Small, delightful moments throughout my week, I can't wait to share with you beautiful people. Today I'm grateful for vegetables. At the beginning of the year, I decided to become a pescatarian. That's a vegetarian who allows themselves to eat fish. I struggled many times before trying to become a vegetarian, and I would make a lot of mistakes and have a lot of relapses. But I've actually managed to go all year without having any meat. Aside from someone who thought they bought me a veggie burger once, it wasn't actually a veggie burger, and I took a bite and then realized it wasn't a veggie burger. But that was inadvertent. I don't really count that as my downfall. So I'm quite proud of making it as long as I have with this diet. I didn't ever really eat a lot of fish before, so it's mostly vegetarian. And the thought was, if I could go a year as a pescatarian, then in the new year, I can become a complete vegetarian, if I choose to do so. So I'm extraordinarily grateful for vegetables. I'm grateful for the different combinations, the different flavor profiles, the different textures, and I guess my ability to cook as well in there. But vegetables are just amazing, and if it wasn't for the amazing variety that we have access to, I probably wouldn't be doing so good with my goal. You know that saying, work hard so you can play hard? Well, I'm extremely grateful that I can actually play hard now. Because before it was all work hard, and then keep working hard, and then keep working hard. And it was like layoff after layoff after layoff. And I could never get ahead enough to justify taking trips and doing things. Well, back in 2013, I lost my mom. And when I did, she had given me a little bit of money, or left me a little bit of money, I should say. So I purchased a motorhome. And I haven't been able to use the motorhome for the last few years, just because of finances and layoffs. But this year I prioritized insuring the motorhome. And I planned a couple really amazing small trips. This time, hitting up some gorgeous mountain sceneries, and then going to a Morgan Wallen concert. And that was so amazing. So I'm accumulating all these memories, and it's okay that I don't have savings. Most people don't have savings. So instead of stressing about not, you know, having that emergency money in my bank account, I have those emergency memories to get me through those tough days where it's like, I feel like all I do is work, go home, work, go home, work, go home. So I am extraordinarily grateful for my motorhome, and I'm really just extraordinarily grateful for so many things in my life, especially the ability to prioritize making memories and not allowing myself to stress too much about the financial situation it could put me in. Because the bills are always going to keep coming, and you're always going to have to go to work, so you might as well have a little fun in between. Cheers to another week of gratitude. Thanks for listening.